Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You just won. How's it feel?
I'm speechless, really. Like, it is amazing.
So what category was your book nominated for?
My book was in the advice category with some amazing books that I read. So to win this means a lot.
So real quick, tell everybody about your name and your book.
My book is called After the Flowers Die, A Handbook of Heartache, Hope, and Healing After Losing a Child. And my name is Melanie DeLorme.
So it's advice that can really help some people out there, perhaps.
I hope it does. And honestly, I don't want anyone to have to read it because it is such a heartbreaking experience. But if I can offer hope to one other parent, then it was worth it writing it.
Well, I think you're doing that and you're giving us hope tonight. Congrats.
Thank you so much.
Yes, Melanie. Awesome. Yes. And all right, guys, we're still live just because we were done talking to Melanie. It's awesome to see that she won and that she's winning. There are more people coming. The author of the Academy Awards are going on right now. Our nominees, people are being nominated. They've already been nominated. And actually, they're rolling in right now. Congrats. Congratulations. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. The energy, the excitement. What category did you nominate? Please tell us your name in the book.
Mary Valone. My book was Fundraising Freedom. And I was in the business and investing category. So, yeah. Great.
Congratulations. Tell us a little about your book.
Yeah. Well, so my book is all about helping nonprofits raise money. And so it's a 7-step process that gives people from their vision of what they want their nonprofit to be and do to where they can make a difference and change lives.
And what are you feeling right now?
My heart's racing a little bit. No, I'm feeling just really honored. You know, Author Academy Elite has been a part of my journey for the last several years and has opened up the doors to business partners and to, you know, just charities and connections that are in the room today, so it means a lot.
Well, everybody on behalf of the Author Academy is very excited for your win. Congratulations. Have
this.
A great night. Yes! All right. No, thank
yeah.
you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Look, people are excited. They are energized. They are ready to go. That was so awesome. The energy in here is just amazing, really. I caught some of that, you know? It's contagious. That is the word I'm looking for. So that was really awesome to hear. People are rolling off. She just got nominated. It's really cool to see everything that the Author Academy Elite is doing for authors out there and giving them a platform to also shine and get their message out there. Very, very exciting. So as we continue to roll and go, our next category that will be nominated, do we have that? Do we know what it is? We're not sure. Oh, it's coming. Stay tuned. We're going to find out who the next winner is. They will be here shortly. But until they come, if you don't have tickets for Igniting Souls Conference 2019, you can go to ignitingsoulsconference.com and pick it up because this whole thing is sold out this year. But next year, we want you to be here. We want to fill up these seats even more and get to the next venue to pack them. And we want to continue to highlight the awesome authors out there and the awesome like-minded people that have come to this conference today, and we want you here with us. So ignitingsoulsconference.com, go get your tickets for 2019. Do we have the next winner? All right. Come this way. Congrats. We got to bring in the wife, too, if you'd like. Or no, congratulations.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little about your book and the award you won?
Well, the book is called The 7 Systems Plan, and I won the category of health. And I'm very honored to get this award.
Hey, we got the book right here. It just magically appeared. Like,
so I've got a passion for helping people resolve health problems, and I do that locally in my office. But I've been able to help a lot of people that aren't in my office with the 7 Systems Plan.
So Dr. Pack, can you tell us a little about just what inspired you to write the book?
My passion for helping people with their health. I've got a very, very sound method to do it. My plan has been proven for 30 years, and I wanted to put it together as a manual for the patients in my office, but again, as a resource for people that can't come to my office.
Well, we are very thankful for you writing this book. I know a lot of people out there can learn a lot from it. And we're also, well, I'm just very excited for your win tonight. So congratulations. On behalf of the Author Academy Elite, congrats.
Thank you very much.
Yes, doctor. All right, the doctor was in the building. He just won. It's so exciting to hear people that are creating awesome books, that have an awesome message, that are able to deliver it and win and connect with people in an amazing way and help them on the same time. These people in the crowd, these people back here, if you could just only see what was happening behind the scenes, it is amazing. You guys, actually, the only way to see what's happening behind the scenes is to be here, by the way. So just as a friendly reminder, if you have not gotten your tickets for next year, I believe there is a discount, there's some type of sale where it's not going to be this cheap ever. Now is the time to do it. Go to IgnitingSoulsConference.com, pick up your Igniting Souls tickets for next year, 2019. There's going to be more awards, more great things happening. And by the way, if you see a friend who's nominated, if you know people that are here, or even if you see somebody who just you're inspired by, share this post, comment, like, let us know. And where are you from, too? We would love to know where you're from, because we know we have a lot of people tuning in. We have people here from all over the world at this event, people from Israel, people from Canada, a lot of people right here based in the United States. And it's actually just really cool to see all these people come together, all these like-minded people from different backgrounds come together and just create an awesome, vibrant energy and also be recognized for their amazing efforts when it comes to writing books, when it comes to just living an amazing life. These are the people that you need to be around, you want to come around, you want to connect with. It's very exciting to see. And like I said, if you guys aren't here, you're missing out. So be sure to go to IgnitingSoulsConference.com to get your tickets for 2019. This is the place to be. We have people here like Dr. Pat. Oh, hashtag ISC 2018 if you have content for this conference. You want to hashtag it. But this is so very, very cool. Oh, we have another award winner.
Hey.
How are you doing?
You.
I'm doing good. You won. Liz Kelly, everybody. Tell us about your book and tell us what you were nominated for.
I was nominated for the romance category, and I write about everyday heroes, and I write love because everybody deserves love, right? And I write about everyday heroes because I really truly believe that there is a hero in every one of us, right? Just a smile can save someone's day, and yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
This is very cool. We were talking, we connected early. We were talking about how you were nominated.
I know. I was, you know, my readers are amazing. This book is actually, was selected by them. So they selected this book and we've created this journey together. So this is really for my readers. They selected this book for me.
Liz Kelly, on behalf of everybody at Author Academy Awards, congratulations. Rescued.
Yay.
You got to pick it up. You got to check it out.
Heroes, love, what can I say?
Where are you from again? Tell us. Oh, you're from Colorado?
I'm right? From Colorado, live in Littleton, Colorado, so yeah. And this book is set in Elk Ridge, Colorado. I created that town. So you get to visit this small town, and there's quirky characters. There's a Harley Rod and Mama in there. And there's about 218 characters in my books. It's a series. There's a series of 10, so you get to live with these amazing characters for a while.
And the series is already complete. All these books are out there, right?
All the series are complete. There's a murder mystery in there. And so, yeah, you could check it out. Fun, huh?
When it comes to writing and when it comes to writing novels, awesome novels, you have a plethora of selections to work out to. Now you're an award winner as well.
No, look, isn't this cool? I'm just so excited.
Liz, I'm very excited for you. Thank you so much once again on behalf of everybody at Author Academy Elite.
I'm so excited to meet you and meet the team. So, yeah. Great.
Liz, congrats.
All right. See ya.
I will see you around at this event still, right? We got to connect more.
I'm here. There's so much energy here that it's just great. So if you are a writer, you really want to come to this event because it's just so much energy here and so many amazingly talented and beautiful people.
I was talking about the energy to this audience earlier. It is, as I was saying, contagious. Just like your smile is.
Oh, thank you. So.
Made my day.
Right.
I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
Bye, Liz. Thank you.
Bye.
Have a great rest of your night.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
This is awesome. Liz Kelly, I had an awesome conversation with her just earlier today. We were talking about how she was nominated. And so for her to just be nominated and win for her book Rescued is so exciting to see. Congrats to you one more time, Liz Kelly. Go pick up her book Rescued if you haven't yet. So I know there's more people lined up, more award winners who have already won. Who do we have next? Nathan Day.
Yes, sir. Nice to meet you.
First of all, I just want to say congrats. What are you feeling right now?
I'm sure everybody's saying this. Surreal. Incredibly surreal. Given when the point of my life I was in when the book came to fruition and just the journey since then, this is it's night and day, man. It's God. I've been praying, like, you know, you don't pray, you know, God, let me win. You say, you know, God, just somehow through this change.
About this work of fiction, the title of the book that you got an award for.
It is called Orphan Surfacing. It's urban fantasy, one for the fantasy category. It's a story of basically God is murdered and the angels, demons, and humankind is kind of left in the wake of, you know, what happens. And suddenly everyday people like you and I are suddenly caught in the midst of this battle that we've been denying forever has been going on. And all of a sudden, you know, it's very much in our face. Now what are we going to do now that our biggest gun is, you know, out of the equation, so to speak, the one who's holding it all together. So...
Well, I am interested and I am intrigued.
Thank you.
Yes, I can only imagine. It makes sense probably why you won.
Thank you.
Yes. Nathan, thank you so much for coming and attending. On behalf of everybody at Author Academy Elite, congratulations one more time.
Thank you. It means so much. Thank you.
The energy is electric. You can see our award winners are here. They are extremely excited, extremely happy, as they should, because, I mean, he just won an amazing award. He went through a struggle that was difficult. And he not only captured it in a fiction novel, but now he's winning an award. He never thought he would be here. So it's really cool to see, or just hear the journey that people are on to be here tonight and winning awards. Very inspiring, motivating in and of itself. So Nathan, hats off to you, good sir. I know there's more people that are winning more amazing awards, and they're going to be here very shortly. But like I said, if you do not have your tickets for the Igniting Souls Conference 2019, you need to get them now at IgnitingSoulsConference.com. Next up, we have our next award winner. Hello,
hi.
Come on. I'm John.
Hi, Laura Clay.
Laura, congrats, first of all.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little about the category you were nominated for?
Mystery category. Hi, Eric.
You won!
Eric, she
won! Yes! So tell us about the category, your mystery category. Tell us about your book.
It's Demon Town. It's about a guy who has elective eye surgery, and then he sees demons and angels, and he tries to solve a murder, depending on how the demons are congregating around people.
Ooh. Yeah. And what inspired this book?
It was just an idea that I had. I'd read somebody else's book, and I thought, but what if it happens if this were to happen? And so I went with that, and I ran with it, so...
Can you tell us a little about your journey from first conceptualizing this book to being here right now with an award in your hand?
Oh, my gosh. Well, NaNoWriMo is the National Novel Writing Month. Happens every November, and it's a challenge to do 50,000 words in a month. And I did the first part of my book for that in 2015. And so then I met Carrie, and he helped me finish it. And... Nanette is one of my editors, and she is working the event here today. And so she helped me finish it as well. And then I forget what you asked me. I'm so sorry.
The journey. The journey from how you got it started to here, and we're here. You got a lot of help.
Yeah.
From others,
okay.
But then also, it yourself. helped yourself a lot to get here, you know?
Yes, yes. Actually, I wasn't going to submit it because I didn't think it would win, but my friends said that they actually threatened me, so I...
Well, friends, thank you for that threat because it just paid off. And we have a cute little dog down here, and they can't
this
see.
Is Flex, yeah.
Flex is down here, a cute little dog.
He's got his tux on.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Look, we have so many awesome award winners here tonight. It's so exciting to see that they're winning in all these different categories, from advice to mystery to romance. It's so awesome to see and meet the amazing people here at this event. And like I said, if you have not got your 2019 ticket for the Igniting Souls Conference, you need to go pick that up. You can get that today, right now, www.ignitingsoulsconference.com. And also, if you hear about this event or you're at the event and you're just watching it on your phone right now, remember hashtag ISC2018 so that other people can check out what's going on at this event tonight. I believe more award winners will be on their way shortly, and we'll have some more exciting interviews to hear about how the Author Academy Elite is changing lives. We have one right now, actually. Hello, how are you doing?
Hi.
I'm John.
Hi, I'm Donna.
Donna.
And
pleasure to meet you. Tell us a little about your award. Congrats.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's the thriller category, and my book is called Broken. And, yeah, I'm just completely humbled, and I can't believe that I'm a winner.
So tell us a little about Broken.
It's a psychological thriller. It starts off based in America and then goes over to England. And it's about an escaped prisoner who's out for revenge on the people that puts him away.
Ooh, that does sound like quite the psychological thriller.
It's got quite a few twists.
And what inspired you to create this novel?
Basically, I had a serious head injury, and I wrote it as part of my recovery.
And it's helped in helping others out there as well, or at least keeping them very intrigued, entertained, and guessing.
Well, it's helped me. I don't think it's going to help others as such, but, you know, it's entertaining, so.
It'll keep people at the edge of their seats and guessing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And are you from England?
I'm near London.
Nice. And so so you traveled to the Author Academy in the Ignite Souls Conference. What do you think about the whole event and all?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the rest of the conference.
Well, we're very thankful for you to be here, and congrats again on winning this thriller. One last time for the viewers out there, the title of your book?
Broken, and I'm Donna Siggers.
Check out Broken by Donna, guys. Donna, thank you so much again, and congrats. You are welcome very much.
Thank you.
People from all over the world are coming, and we're talking to them. It's truly an amazing event. We have our next award winner. Hello, how are you doing?
Good.
I'm John with Igniting Souls Conference.
Jeffrey Dale Cole.
Jeffrey, congrats. Tell us a little about the category your book was nominated for and the title of your book.
We were nominated in the science fiction category. The title is Emergent Vision. It's book one in the Babel Resurgence series.
Well, congrats. What does it feel? What's going through your mind?
There aren't a whole lot of words right now. Like many of the people up there are saying, yeah, you don't prepare words for this because you don't expect to be here. But here we are, and I just want to say, if this dyslexic introvert who suffers from Tourette's syndrome can become an author and a public speaker, you can do whatever it is that you've got inside of you that you're called to do.
That's real talk right there.
Thank you.
Congrats. And with a great message. Your book was science fiction, right?
Yes. With a purpose, yeah.
Can you tell us a little about the purpose behind that and the science fiction mix?
Sure. This is a near future fiction, but it draws its story from the ancient account of the Tower of Babel. And something you can draw from that account is humanity living up to its potential without regard to its purpose and the chaos that ensues from that. So,
and also maybe helping people find a purpose. And
yes, definitely. The characters, many of them struggle with finding their purpose. And as you read this book, you can see yourself right in that struggle and see what they do to help bring clarity to that.
So. One last time for our viewers who might just be tuning in, the name of your book and your name, just congrats, he's an award winner.
Jeffrey Dale Cole, my book is Emergent Vision, and it's book one in the Babel Resurgence series.
Jeffrey, congratulations, congrats. So excited for you. Amazing guy right there with an amazing book who's inspiring people like myself. Igniting Souls Conference 2018, man, it's day one, really. They had an amazing Barnes & Noble's, the biggest Barnes & Noble's author book signing ever yesterday, but it's just still getting started. Saturday, tomorrow, Sunday, if you are not here, be sure to go to IgnitingSoulsConference.com right now so you can get your tickets for 2019. I promise you, you will not regret that. You will not regret this. This conference is full of amazing people, amazing like-minded people with great energy who are only moving in a positive direction where we're lifting each other up. You want to be here if you want to surround yourself with like-minded people who just want to continue to win and help each other in many different ways. Because really, at the end of the day, this is all about helping. This is all about serving. That's what we're doing here at the Author Academy Awards. That's what we're doing here at the Igniting Souls Conference. And this is what we want you to be a part of in a very collaborative way. And we want to also be sure to highlight the awesome people who are creating amazing awards or who are creating amazing content and award them with amazing awards, I should say. Excuse me. But more award winners are on their way right now. Hello, how's it going?
Crazy.
Yes. How are you feeling?
I can't even wrap my mind around it. I've wanted to be an author forever, and to win an award, I can't fathom it.
Well, first of all, congrats.
Thank you.
Second of all, can you tell us a little about your book and what it was nominated for?
So I was in the young adult and middle grade section or genre, and it's fiction. But there's the whole underlying theme of identity and staying true to who you are, and that you don't have to compromise your identity just to please other people.
And what inspired this book?
This book, the idea just kind of came out of the blue. It started with a character, which is the main character, Kinsley, and it just evolved from there. And I walked through the insecurity and being two different people and trying to please people. And I think for junior hires and high schoolers, that is a hard time of life. Yes. And so I felt like it was a need for that age.
And was this your first book?
Yes, first ever book.
So that's interesting that your book is kind of on discovering yourself and being who you are.
Yes.
And yet, through this whole process, you're growing yourself, right?
Completely. It's been such a growth experience. I am not who I was at the beginning of publishing this book.
That is awesome to hear and awesome to see, because a lot of times you'll find that happiness isn't in what you have, but it's really in who you become.
Yes, definitely.
So congrats again on winning this amazing award.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm very excited for you. One more time for our viewers out there that need to know and need to get this book, your name and the name of the book.
I am Toria Lee, and my book is Modern Masquerade, Are You Brave Enough?
Go check it out now. Go buy a copy now. Congrats again.
Thank you.
Yes. You have a vibrant energy. Guys, it doesn't get much better than this. I mean, she's writing a book in the young teen. So if you don't have your tickets for 2019, get here, come to this event, get your tickets, go to IgnitingSoulsConference.com. I want to meet you. I want to say hi. Carrie wants to meet you. Carrie wants to say hi. We want to more or less actually help you. So if you are looking to become inspired, meet amazing people, we want to meet you and we want to grow with you. All right. So, I believe more people are winning, and I believe they're about to be coming down. The team behind us, like I said, there's some behind-the-scenes action going on. Let's see if we can come pan over to the behind-the-scenes. We got amazing people. By the way, some of this is being run by great people. That's Trio, it's Renee. We have amazing people behind the scenes that are making this happen. But if you actually want to see how this is made or what's going on and actually meet some of these people, you got to come to this conference. You have to be here. But I'm so thankful for the people that are helping put this on and also the people that are here winning amazing awards, because it is truly an exciting time right now, and this is truly the place to be. right here at the Igniting Souls Conference 2018. Right now we have our next award winner coming up. Hello, how are you doing? Come over here, I'm John.
Anita McLaurin.
Anita, pleasure to meet you.
Good to meet you.
How are you feeling right now?
I am so excited, John. You can't, I am so excited.
Tell us a little about your book and the category it was nominated in.
Well, the category it was nominated in is the children's book category. And the title is My Father Said I Could. And My Father Said I Could is about four African-American children who have big dreams, and they overcome doubt, fear, and naysayers by listening to one steady, comforting voice. So the reason I wrote the book is, according to the National Center for Fathering, 33% of children in the United States live in homes without their biological
father. Without a father.
Okay. Yeah, without their biological father. That's 24.7 million children. Jeez. So whether the book is for people, kids, whether they have a father in the home or not, everybody needs to know that there's a father that cares for them.
Yes, the message is amazing. I actually remember when I first walked in this morning and looking at the books, going over to the bookstore here at the Igniting Souls Conference, I saw that book, and that book really stood out and just spoke to me. Because my father said I could?
My father said I could.
That message alone, just because I have two little kiddos, and I'm I have Hi Layla 7, and I was like, and Hi Hendrix 4, I was like, we got to get them this book because it just...
Yeah, and I often say, John, my favorite part of the book, it's not just the story, my favorite part of the book is there's blank pages in the back. So as you can already figure out, the blank pages are for the children to write down their own dreams and goals. But my most favorite part is there's pages in the back for the parents or the grandparents to write their goals and dreams for their children. So I almost want it to become like a prophetic into their lives.
Yes, because you know the power of speaking stuff and power of writing stuff down.
Absolutely, absolutely. So that's a place where you can do it. So our Father says that we can, so we do, right?
Amen.
Amen.
Anita, congrats. One last time for our viewers out there, the name of the book and your name so they can find it.
My name is Anita McLaurin, and the name of the book is My Father Said I Could.
Go get it. My Father Said I Could. Check it out now. Thank you so much for your presence alone, and congrats again, Anita. Yes. You have to check these books out. You have to be here to meet these amazing authors. This is the Igniting Souls Conference 2018. If you're not here right now in this moment, to be here to enjoy the amazing presence that this conference provides, be sure to get your tickets for next year, for the next year's conference, because there's only going to be many more people here. This is only going to grow even more. 2019, go to IgnitingSoulsConference.com to pick up your 2019 tickets. And if you are here at this event and you are checking into this live stream, hashtag all of the cool pictures and all the cool people you're meeting. If you're working on social media, ISC TV, ISC 18, that's the hashtag we want to use. Excuse me. It's been a long day. A long, amazing day, though, I must say. Woo! And I just got the word that we've been going live 25 minutes straight. This is insane. This is great. This is crazy because it's, you know, the only way I could even do this is because of the energy that is running off these people, the energy that is just emulating off these people. It's, like I said, contagious, and it's keeping me going, and they keep coming. And next we have our new, another award winner. Hello. I love your glasses, by the way.
Thank you.
Yes, but more so than that, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, can you tell us a little about your book and the category it was nominated in?
The book's Churchill and Roosevelt, The Big Sleepover at the White House. And it's basically about the 3 weeks that Winston Churchill and Franklin Roosevelt spend together in the White House. What they decided there changed the outcome of World War II and still affects the world as we know it today. I think they also illustrate the ability, in spite of all their differences, they set a role model for today's leaders to do a better job of getting along.
Absolutely. So what is your love for historical fiction? What is it about historical fiction that really inspired you to write a novel in this genre?
Well, I think historical fiction gives you an opportunity to say, you know, there's nothing really that new under the sun. History tends to repeat itself, maybe not in exactly the same form or shape. Mark Twain once said, although history doesn't always repeat itself, there's a certain rhyme to it. And so I think writing about history gives you a chance to maybe relate to what happened then to today.
Absolutely. It absolutely does. And I want to say congrats.
Thank
you
so much.
Last yes. And are you enjoying the event?
I'm loving it. I'm just so impressed how this event honors authors. You know, they come to an empty page full of ideas, but those who grind it out deserve a lot of credit for completing a book.
Hey, you got to stay on the grind. That's right, grind it out. And you never know, you might be holding an Alder Academy Award in your hand. One last time for our viewers out there, the name of your book and your name?
The name of the book is Churchill and Roosevelt, The Big Sleepover at the White House, Christmas 1941. And I'm James Michael Wilson.
James Michael Wilson, pleasure to meet you, and congrats one last time. All right. Historical fiction winner, James Michael Wilson. So excited to be able to talk to him. It was truly my pleasure. And it's really been truly my pleasure to talk to all the people who are winning awards tonight. And actually, just not even if you're award winner, just the people that have been here. Because the people that have been here have so much great energy. They are so positive. They're so uplifting. And like I said, there's this like law of attraction thing kind of going on, I think, that where when like-minded people come together, well, they've come together. That's for certain. Congratulations.
Thank you.
John, nice to meet you.
You too. I'm Terry.
Terry, so tell us a little about your book and the category it was nominated in.
It was general fiction. The name of the book is Strings of Faith, and a story about music, all about music festivals and adoption and just losing things, losing a kid, and how to recover from all that with friends, support system.
So it's like about a journey. What inspired it?
Actually, it was a true story in my family, but I didn't want to tell the story, like, directly. So I just wrapped it around this fictional place and time and around musicians and fiddlers and, you know, just to try to put some happiness into it, you know. So, but it was good. It was an interesting journey to write.
I can only imagine. And was this your first book you've ever written?
That was actually my second. It's first novel I've ever written. Yeah, I wrote a small nonfiction back in 2012. But, yeah, this was the first novel. It was interesting.
So the first novel, and is this your first award for that novel?
It's absolutely my first award. Quite unexpected, I might add.
Well, congratulations. So and one last time for our viewers out there, the name of your book and your name so they can find it.
The name of the book is Strings of Faith, and my name's Terry Stafford. It's on Amazon, any place you can buy books around the world. And you can go to my website at terrystafford.com and check in.
Strings of Faith by award-winning novelist Terry Stafford.
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Congrats, sir. Yes, you are very welcome. All right. We have more people coming through, more award winners. They are on their way shortly, but it's extremely exciting to continually meet these amazing authors. Some of them new, some of them have previously written books, some of them have never written books before. But they're being awarded tonight for their efforts in doing so. So, guys, this is the Igniting Souls Conference 2018. You see what's going on. You see the amazing people that are here attending this event. You see there's awesome authors that are winning awards. We want you to be here. We want to share this time with you. We want you to be here. But if you're not at this award ceremony, there's always next year. The Igniting Souls Conference.
Let's see if we can find any comments.
Have we been getting any comments on this 30-plus minute live stream? We're going.
Oh, yes. We have people that are congratulating the winners. Make sure you're sharing this. Remember, hashtag ISC18 and get that out there. Share this because all of these winners are going to be so excited to be able to share this with their family and friends and the world because this is the first annual Author Academy Awards. So we have people from, tell us where you're from. We're going to try to get in with a few little comments and everything like that. So tell us where you're from and we'll pop in here, okay? But I think we have I'm hearing a lot of applause in there.
Oh, yeah, that means we have more award winners. Yeah. I think so.
Hey, Renee, why don't you?
Hey, can you tell you?
Oh, okay. Well, come on up here. Who do we have? Do we have another award winner? Oh, yes, come on up. Awesome. Awesome. congratulations. I know you have emotion right now, so you are, that's okay, because that is what this is all about. This is so exciting. So tell us your name and what category your book was nominated for.
I'm Michelle Weidenbender, and the category was memoir. Even though I wrote the book is about Kelly Craig Schaefer, and it was her story. But as a quadriplegic, she needed a little help to tell her story. So I feel honored that she trusted me to bring her story to life. And she's an amazing woman. Years ago, a literary agent told me not to waste my time. Don't write the book because it'll never sell. And I believed that for until I got 5 books published, and then I went back to Kelly and said, we don't need anybody. Let's do this. And she was all about it. So I really want to thank her for giving me this opportunity to share her story, and her community for believing in her and making her life so much better. She inspires so many people, but they give her a lot of support too. So.
And that's what life is all about. We get to support people either direction. So that is wonderful. And tell us a little bit about her story. I know you don't have the book right here. So again, say the name of it and just a little, just something so that we know. And is Kelly watching? Do you have any idea? Is she on social media?
I don't think so. I don't. Kelly was a nationally ranked athlete, an IU cheerleader. She was amazingly athletically gifted. And she was hit by a drunk driver and rendered a quadriplegic. But in the beginning part of her story, it was very sad. But when you go through the story, it's a love story. And it's having faith in God that he will help you rise above all that, all the negative, all those bad things. And sometimes your miracle comes in a package you don't expect. So it's a beautiful love story.
Well, thank you so much for not only sharing her story with us, but writing it so that the world can see it. And one more time, just share with us your name so that they can find it as an author, and also the name of the book.
Sure. Michelle Weidenbender, and the book is Fractured, Not Broken. Michelle Weidenbender. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Michelle, and congratulations. That's so awesome. All right. Wow. Okay. So another, you think about that and what impact books have, and getting an award, what is that going to mean? Who knows? I mean, that person's story never would have been out if it weren't for someone being willing to be brave enough to get it out there and not listen to naysayers. All right. We have another, an award winner. Let's see here. Oh, I know this guy. Yeah. Thank just you. Give me a hug. Ah, this is Tody. All right. Go ahead. And we are live. So share with our audience who you are, what you were just nominated for, and what you won,
okay. And
also the name of your book.
Awesome. My name is Tony Colson, and I was nominated for one of the top 10 books in the religion category, and I won, and it's called Unlocking Your Divine DNA.
Awesome. So what does that mean? How do you unlock your divine DNA?
Well, God actually took me back to the first chapter of the Bible and showed me the original act of creation, and he said this was what I intended for man to be like. And so there were 5 components in that process: blessing, fruitfulness, victory, healthy relationships, and fulfillment of purpose. And so when we as a people live with those 5 components, we express his image in the earth and we live glorious lives.
Wow. That sounds divine. I think we all need to read that. I can see why you would have won that. That's amazing.
I'm humbled and honored to be here.
Yeah, and how do you feel? I mean, what do you think this is going to do for you, even beyond right now? I mean, just the feeling, but then from here on to get this award.
I'm just committing myself to be a steward of his voice, and I believe that he has expanded the opportunity now for me to get into the world what he's put into me.
That's awesome. All right. I want to real quick just have you say your name again, the title of the book, so you can go and look for it. I'm sure it's all over on Amazon and everything, so go ahead and share that.
Okay, it's Tony Colson, and the book title is Unlocking Your Divine DNA.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Tony. Congratulations. Awesome. All right, so I'm going to step forward here and get this carpet straightened out because nobody wants to trip, especially when you're in high heels like these. All right. So we have, you guys, I am so excited about this person. She's going to come up here, and if I don't cry, it's a miracle. All right, girl. All right. We have with us here
Teresa Alish.
And you just won what category?
General nonfiction.
General nonfiction. Yep. Tell us the title of your book and tell us a little bit about it. But first, how do you feel right now?
I'm shaking. I think you can. I don't know. I should expect it.
Yes.
That's my word. Own it is my word today, and I'm owning it.
That's right.
It's exciting.
Tell us about your book, the name.
Okay.
About it.
Yep. Broken to Brave, Finding Freedom from the Unlived Life is about my cancer journey. Mm. Went through a number of traumas, my dad's cancer, and losing my uncle and emergency hysterectomy, and kind of journeyed towards suicide and back to brave.
Wow. So you went from literally being suicidal to back to brave. How did you do that? Just give us a little glimpse of what your book, what we can expect reading it.
A little glimpse of what you can expect. Well, you're going to find a sense of humor. You're going to find ways to cope with absolute stress in our lives. And you're going to find out that it's normal that we're all in this position of really struggling on a day-to-day basis. And every day is a journey. And the thing I like to hang my, I don't wear hats, but if I did hang my hat on, is we just have to get out of our past regrets. We have to stay out of our future worries, and we need to live in the present.
Awesome. And talk about living in the present right now with this award. Congratulations. This is so exciting. All right. First prize winner. All right. Well, say again your name and the title of your book so that you can go find it. I know I've seen it on Amazon because I've read it. And so here we go.
Okay. So my name is Teresa Alish, and my book is Broken to Brave, Finding Freedom from the Unlived Life. And yes, it's on Amazon. We just hit 50 reviews the other day, 5 stars. So,
well, yeah, because it's really good.
It's all. Oh, thank you.
Absolutely.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. It's all right. I mean, these are just our friends. I mean, these are just other people that care and are so excited to see us do wonderful things.
Awesome.
Because when you're sharing your story, I mean, think about it. Going from feeling like you don't want to be here on Earth to being able to win an award that just shows how there is such a purpose. We have such a purpose. And each one of us have to really be brave. Like, just figure out what that is and be brave to actually do it.
And to remember on a daily basis how many people you meet who might be carrying around that weight or that darkness, and just a little smile can really make a difference.
Yeah, your smile is beautiful. I know her smile always makes me smile. So, Teresa, thank you so much for sharing.
You.
This is so amazing, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Awesome. Yep, you're good. All right, so I'm glad I'm not the most overdressed. She's just looking gorgeous. Oh, my gosh. Woo! All right, so another winner. I'm trying to figure out which ones do we have left. What categories? Does anybody know what categories we have left? Yeah, we had general fiction already. So I know we have a couple more. And are there any comments that have been coming in? Anyone tell us where they're from? And, of course, John just took off with my phone, so. Any comments? Kevin Schmidt, awesome. Sure, yeah, let's go ahead. Great, so we have some fans. We have some people that are excited and watching. Thank you for watching with us. And, you know, if you would like, please go and take this right now and share it on your own personal Facebook and put the hashtag ISC18, and that will allow this to go out, and all of these amazing authors will be able to share their stories and more people will be able to experience their books. But this is the first annual Author Academy Awards, and I'm excited to be here because as you hear all that clapping in the background, that means we have another winner, and it's just amazing because these stories, these fiction books, nonfiction, there's so much to learn from. I was there earlier over at the bookstore, and it's hard. It's like impossible to figure out which book that you want to get. So, okay, I think I hear another. Oh, we do. Come on in. We've got another winner. Congratulations.
Hey, Renee.
Thank you. Awesome. All right, so share with us what category you were that you just won in your name, and tell us a little bit about your book.
I am Mark Schinnerer. And my book is called The Success Grower in the self-help category.
Awesome, awesome.
And it is a parable. It's a story of a guy who struggles in his career and in his life, and he finds a guide to help him find the elements to achieve goals and success in his life. And he's able to put those into practice with the help of the guide. And we all need a guide in our life.
Yes.
To believe that you can have what you want in life, that you can have success in life, and that it's worth it, and you're worth it. And all you have to do is create a plan. And that's really what the book is, to help you figure out how to create that plan and to find somebody, whether it's a guide or somebody who can walk with you through that plan, because you can't do it on your own. You've got to have somebody else encourage you.
Yeah, life wasn't created to do it on their own. And that's one thing I love about Igniting Souls, is that we meet so many people that are just like this, that are constantly encouraging, motivating, and are so talented and have a gift.
Exactly.
So thank you so much. I want you to share again your name and the title of your book so that they can go find it.
I'm Mark Schinnerer, and the book is The Success Grower.
Awesome. Thank congratulations, and thank you so much. Appreciate it. All right. So, another great winner there. And I don't even know how these judges do it, because I've seen so many of the books. And like I was saying just before Mark came on here, looking over at the bookstore, it's impossible. You try to pick one or whatever, it's like, no, it's too difficult, because there are so many good books and there are so many different genres and things. And I don't even know how to pick one. So I've read a few of them. I've read some. If you go on Amazon, too, you can look at the Author Academy Elite books. I know not all of the people here who are nominees and finalists are from Author Academy Elite, but I'll tell you what, this is the place to be. Remember to go to www.ignitingsouls.com and get your next.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.